Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Welcome to Daddy versus Doctor. Here are your hosts, pediatrician Dr. Scott Cohen and comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Daddy versus Doctor. This is Dr. Scott.
You opened Cohen. Up like you just like burst the caffeine, woke up.
Yeah, no, I felt like I had to get up here to do the intro. Scott Cohen, Dr. Scott Cohen, make sure you introduce him that way.
That's what
when
he
you
tells
see
me.
Him and myself, Sebastian Maniscalco, here for Daddy versus Doctor. I'm going to spin off this topic because I'm going to go into another topic about being a doctor.
Okay.
And what that the doctor label, how that has a lot of cachet in the outside world.
Does it?
Well, I don't know. I saw a little bit of it at the U.S. Open.
Okay.
Dr. Cohen and I were at the U.S. Open on Saturday. By the way, just a side note, before I got admitted into that whatever suite we were in, I was in with the gallery. Me and my father were within the gallery, right? Now, I feel like men in particular behave at a golf tournament. It's a quintessential like look a lot of these guys have. Hat, cigar,
right.
Modelo beer. You know. And I feel like it's a golf guy.
Yeah.
There's definitely a type,
oh, you can pick it out.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Like that's what they're supposed to do at the Open.
Right.
So we're in the midst of all this, and we're watching on the fifth hole. I think it was the fifth hole. Now, I've never been to a golf tournament.
No, have either have I. No, not in person.
Did you go in the gallery? Like,
yeah, no, when we walked around, we followed a couple players later in the day. Yeah.
Okay, so what's happening is people are sitting there, right, or standing, and they're looking. Now, the guy is, I don't know, 200 yards away.
Right.
And you see him hit, right? And then there's people that find the ball and they're following it with their finger.
Yeah.
My father and I were like, we're looking, and then you hear, and we're like, oh, it landed.
Yeah, so I can't see
what
it.
What the f- are you going? I'm sorry you played us in your office. It's beep that right. out. To a golf tournament for. The best way to watch that is on TV, 100%, no doubt, right?
100%.
I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know where the ball was. The putting, you can't see it. If you're not in that front row, you can't see nothing. But then we went up to this suite.
Right, we're right behind the hole.
Right behind the hole, in the shade, free booze,
right.
free drink. And then you came in, and I feel, and I would do this if I was a doctor, I would use the doctor in the introduction if I was getting introduced to somebody. I feel like it's just it just sets the playing field.
Yeah.
Do you do this?
No, you know, I don't. You know I don't.
I know,
this.
But I heard I don't know, I was talking to my dad and I heard, I think you got introduced to maybe the girl that was checking people in and somebody introduced you.
Right. So that happens. I never introduce myself to Dr. Cohen. I don't know. It makes me feel awkward. And a couple times that afternoon, we ran into patients or people that I had taken care of, or even just random strangers. And I was introduced as, this is Dr. Cohen. He's a pediatrician. I don't know. It made me feel weird.
I tell you what it does. And you're not even noticing, but I'm picking up on it. Because I've been around you for now 6 years. If you're out in public and people introduce you as doctor, everybody straightens up. It's like, it's like, oh, we're in the presence of intelligence. It's just, it's setting the table. And you might not notice this, but I pick up on the fact that a lot of people might come in and go, hey, how you doing? This is Dr. Scott. Oh, okay. I got to be on my game. It totally switches the environment. And I'm telling you, people, if you are a doctor out there, use the doctor title.
Use it literally everywhere.
Gives you an advantage over everybody
else. So let me ask you, it's an interesting topic. Do you feel it has the cachet that it always did? I remember growing up when somebody said they were a doctor, a lawyer, like those two specific jobs was like, oh my God, right? This is the epitome of a profession and they must be X, Y, and Z. I just remember thinking that as a kid when I was introduced to it. I don't know that it has that cachet anymore.
Okay. In a world where influencers are looked upon as some type of God now, all right, you might not think that way.
Yeah.
But for me, if we're in this room,
right,
and you're the doctor, and Patrick falls out of the chair, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what any of us can do. You're the one that's going to be able to save his life.
Right.
I don't know what we're going to do that would even like top saving somebody's life. So like, I feel like if there's a doctor in the room and somebody goes into an epileptic seizure,
right,
you're going to know what to do. And everybody else is going to go, oh, wow. What can I do in life? It's the way you got to look at it.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, you're the one that could save a life. And I don't know. The only thing that I think would top that if Neil Armstrong was in the room and like, yeah, you saved a life, but
He walked on the moon.
I walked on the moon.
That's interesting.
Okay, this brings me to a topic that we've never discussed before. There's always a recommended dosage when giving kids medicine.
Yeah.
Either comes in a syringe
or
a little cup. And
are you an underdoser?
What's that?
Are you an underdoser?
Well, this is how I look at this.
Yeah. No.
I measure it like I'm in a science lab. Like,
it has to be perfect.
It's got to be. If you tell me five, right, it's got to be at the line. I feel if you gave seven milligrams instead of five.
7 milliliters.
Sorry,
milliliters. Yeah, got it. But we all know what you mean.
Again,
yeah,
this is why I'm in comedy. Is there heavy repercussions?
No, if not the dosage at all. There's a lot of leeway. I mean, to overdose on Tylenol, we're talking you'd have to drink the bottle. You're not going to get it a little. Giving even double the dose is not going to affect you in any way. There are people who often tell me, my child had a fever. I know I'm supposed to give a teaspoon, but the fever wasn't that bad, so I only gave half the dose.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Either give the right amount or don't, because you're giving half a dose is not going to do anything. But if you messed up and gave a little more, is it going to hurt the child? No.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It's time to go into the bag. Mailbag. Does anybody use the mailbag since? I don't know.
Is there even mail? Speaking of mail.
You think mail will ever, it will not exist by the time we're older?
What the hell is coming in the mail that you
No, it's all trash. Well, should we just make it all electronic? Get rid of it.
Well, I mean, there are some. They still send those pamphlets out, like whether it be groceries or what have you. I don't know anybody in my life that's using that.
No, threw it away.
Used to be coupons. I don't know who's using coupons anymore. Have you used a coupon at the grocery store for anything in the last 20 years?
No.
Okay.
No. Do you know how much a stamp costs?
That's a great question.
Exactly. That changes every 6 weeks.
Do you know?
No.
Do you want to take a stab at it?
No.
I have a number.
What is the number?
I'm gonna guess 48 cents.
Okay, is it that high?
I remember.
I should know this. It's higher. Oh my god!
I'm gonna go 54. Really?
What is it now? I haven't bought a stamp. This is horrible. 63 cents. And why do they have these random numbers? Should we just go by 5? Make it easy. I mean, if nobody knows you're paying 63 cents, wow.
63 cents. I'm trying to remember what a stamp was. I remember a stamp always being 32 cents.
Yeah.
Wasn't that for 30? I felt like the stamp really didn't fluctuate a lot growing up. It was like, 32. And then when it went up, it was like, what? The stamp is going up?
Right. No, it was a big announcement. Like, it's going up 3 cents. But how did they come up? Yeah, 63.
20 cents, 1982.
I remember 20 cents. Yeah.
20 to 22 cents, 1985. 25 cents, 1988. 49 cents in 2015.
Yeah, that's a big inflation. I feel like that went up.
Yeah,
I feel like they were just like, let's see if anybody notices. Let's double it up.
Well, no, I mean, if they popped up the stamp tomorrow to a buck.
Right. What are you going to do?
Would people go, I ain't using the mail anymore?
No.
Well, I mean.
Birthday cards, you have to send it. You sent out cards for your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Evites, you cheapskate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
By the way.
Is it because you didn't want to buy 63 cents on me?
is. What'd you think of the invitation? Just give it to me, honest.
I felt it was more low key than the excitement of the party.
Any problem with the explicit word?
No, I like that part. That was the funniest part.
Oh,
I like that part.
Okay.
No.
So let me clue in.
I just expect to open it up.
Oh, okay. You were expecting.
I was like, yeah, butterflies and things popping out of there.
Okay, Lana took the lead on the invite.
Yeah.
And for those of you that don't know, July 8th, I'm turning 50. She put on the invitation, fuck, I'm 50.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, but I heard your voice in that. I thought that was fine.
Well, I didn't know that went out. She just did that. Yeah. I knew there was a party.
Right.
Just didn't know that went out.
Right.
So they sent me the invite after it went out. I go, what is this? She's like, well, this is the invite. I go, it's a little, I don't know, it's a little explicit.
Yeah. But
to write the word F-U-C-K out.
Yeah.
An invitation. Yeah. Normally it's F ampersand
right.
percentage number sign. Right?
Worth all that.
This was just 50, I was like. So I was wondering what when people got that, was it?
No, I was immediately, there was a giggle when I showed it to Aaron. There was a little giggle. And then
Okay. Then
we RSVP'd. No.
Yeah, because there's another element to this party that's I can't get into right now. That's going to be a topic of conversation after the party.
Yeah.
But right now what we're going through with this party is.
Go ahead. And I was gonna put it to kids. So when kids have birthday parties, I have to invite the class.
When does that stop?
Right. We stopped it very early. We stopped it as soon as we were allowed to stop it. Did you feel the same way sending out your birthday card? Do you invite every acquaintance person that you have worked with or is this just your inner circle?
This was intended to be small.
Okay.
Very intimate. Not a lot of people. I felt like if we opened it up to a lot of people that I've been to these parties where you don't get to talk to everybody.
Right.
It feels like, oh, they were here. I didn't want that feeling. However, this has increased in attendance a little bit due to the fact that there's some underlying events that might be happening within the party that if it was a small group of people attending, it should be enjoyed by more.
Oh, there's secret events going on?
When your wife, when she's throwing a party, when she goes, is there a budget?
I
need to be involved.
Right. I don't care. I only find out things after the fact.
Okay.
So
if your wife was throwing a party for you, which she did.
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
Which I didn't know anything about.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, there
a surprise party.
And then I do know after the fact what the restaurant cost. And then there was a little like, I didn't really need that, but thank you so much. But I didn't say anything because that would have just been poor on my end.
Okay. Because it was a surprise party
you
had. And we had a very nice restaurant. And you didn't know anything about
it.
And there was a good amount of people there. I would say, 20?
Yeah,
20
right around there. Yeah.
And we're all at a table. There was wine, food. And I often think, when this is happening for someone like yourself and you're surprised, because some of those things are going to be a surprise for me.
Right.
And when I walk into the surprise, I've had this happen before. She's done it at our kids' parties where, here, I'll give you an example. It just happened. We had a little party for the celebration of my movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I walked out and Lana had peacocks at the party.
Right.
Okay. Now I'm like, And then I went to, what's a peacock cost?
Did you really? That's what I was wondering. Were you thinking that?
Yeah, I go, oh my God. Then I'm thinking, like, wait,
how much does it cost to rent?
How long you got
them for?
Yeah, 3 hours.
Do you rent a peacock for the hour? Is there a set time you have to have it?
Like, you know, like, I couldn't even enjoy it. Like, oh my God, I've never seen peacocks.
And then you're like, is it the same as an alpaca? You're like, compared to other animals?
Yeah, I was like, oh, like, I enjoyed the moment. But right. So for that party, did you enjoy, like, was it like surprise? And you were like, oh, 20 and then, people at Bestia? What is this called?
No, I didn't think about it during. Then after, I don't know how the number came up. And then, you know, well, wait,
before we jump off that, you say after. Was this on the car ride home? Did you go, babe? How much was that? Or was it the next morning at breakfast?
I'm trying to think. It may have been walking out of the place. It may have been after it was signed, and I was like, "So, like, rough ballpark." I don't exactly remember where it is, but you know what it is for me. I appreciate it greatly. I just am somebody. I don't personally need people to spend money on me. But I appreciate it. So that's where my head goes. That, like, I would, yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Well, but what do you think about the kids at the birthday party, inviting everybody?
Well, Lana and I have two different looks on this. I'm like, just invite the people that he hangs out with in the school.
Yeah.
But then Lana comes from more of a, oh, it's like, it's only 60. It's like, only 60. Only
60.
Like, there's two classes. There's two priesthoods. I go, well, she goes, well, he hangs out with some people in the other class too. I go, well, then just invite them. And she's more inclusive and like, but we did have a smaller party for Caruso this time. It was definitely smaller. And I think we're getting out of that stage of the whole class coming.
When there's the whole class, it's Domino's pizzas, paper table dressings.
Not here.
And like that. No, I know. That's why you can't do 60.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
All right, so this all took us all around to the mailbag.
We're going to jump right into the bag.
So it says, hi, Sebastian and Dr. Scott. Now that summer is here, what are your tips for summer safety? We have a three-month-old and wondering about some sun and swim safety tips. Any thoughts? Doug and Christy, Santa Barbara, California.
Well, I could speak to this in regards to safety at the pool.
Okay.
What's your take on kids learning to swim at a very young age? Obviously, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
But do you see in your practice a lot of 3, 4, 5-year-olds swimming?
Yeah, I mean, I think especially where we are and we're surrounded by water in California, it's good to expose children to water early on. I mean, the truth is kids are truly not swim safe probably until 3 and up. You'll see a lot of these online videos, you know, they're throwing in the infant and they learn to like pop up and like lay on their back. And the jury's out. We don't really know, is that truly like a life-saving? If it works, great, right? Better than nothing. But if it doesn't, I mean, we just don't know, because you hope you're never in that situation where the child's trying to, you know, six-month-old's rolling onto their back. So in general, obviously, a child has to be monitored by somebody at all times. We tell people with home pools, really a perimeter gate when you have a young child is the best deterrent. Something obviously that's tall enough they can't climb over. You know, even pool covers sometimes can collect water, or kids can get stuck on it, can be dangerous. So perimeter fences are really important. You know, floating devices, all these other things can give a false sense of security for a child. So a parent has to be there, obviously, whenever. They used to say no sunscreen prior to 6 months, and that's not true. You know, the idea behind that is we didn't want parents taking children out and sunbathing them. Obviously, you're not going to do that. But, you know, we say the first couple months, try to do indirect sunlight. But after that, if you are sun exposed, it is okay to put sunscreen on a baby. We recommend SPF 50, like a zinc oxide. You just want that white, thick paste. You don't need a lot of the additives. But obviously, being in the shade, wearing a hat, wearing a swim shirt, obviously, is great just as far as sun protection. And then people take for granted, oh, we went to the beach and we were under the umbrella all day. How did they get sunburn? Well, you got to remember that sun reflects off sand, reflects off water. So even on a beach under an umbrella, you got to be protected appropriately. So what was you made some faces when I was talking about swim safety, the gate. Yeah.
I'm not a big fan aesthetically.
Yeah, you don't like aesthetically, but
on the gate, and I'll tell you why. I know it's there for safety, and that's the purpose of it. However, as an adult, when you walk into a backyard that has a gate around the pool, I don't even want to swim.
Okay.
It literally for me ruins the whole experience of the swimming pool. Because I feel now you're
locked in prison.
Yeah. And now you're in the pool and now you're looking at this brown gate. So we had a gate installed in our old house around the pool. I came home and Lana and I looked at it. We said, take it out. Get rid of it. And we put up glass. Now, obviously, glass was more expensive, right. But aesthetically pleasing to the eye. Now we got a cover. Mm-hmm. Right. Yesterday, Caruso and I went into the pool, and I've seen these videos where they throw the kid in and he's floating at 6 months. Mm-hmm. Now, what is the probability of someone coming out and going, I fall in a pool? Yeah, but look, like, how long is the 6 months?
No, the whole thing scares
me. Rescued, right?
I mean, water safety is so important, because I mean,
isn't the number one reason why kids under the age of 6 months die
drowning?
Look that up. It's along with the stamps. So, yeah, I've seen this and I like it. I mean, I like getting the kid used to the water early on, because I feel at that age, they all of a sudden, you know, just adapt to it a lot quicker than, say, starting at, like I did. I think I started at 6, 7. And right. I'm like, what is this?
No, we were doing YMCA classes with my daughter at 6 months, and I was in the water with her, and we were just splashing around. And they do little cute things, you know, and you blow bubbles and you learn to, you know, try to hold your breath. But none of these things are, you know, when they blow in your face and they take you underwater, that's not a true life-saving device. Yeah. I mean, that's more of a reflex. So it's not something to really practice at home. Obviously, if you're around other people and instructors, fine, but not something that a child really understands how to do. They don't know how to hold their breath at that age.
Well, we got a guy here.
Yeah.
And he's one of these no-nonsense. I think he was in the military.
Yeah.
He comes over and you can't even watch the lesson. Oh. It's this aggressive. Right.
Zip ties hands and hands and ankles, and he's like, do it.
Coming up.
Go, down and then down on up. It's like Navy SEAL action. I remember that. G.I. Jane, I think.
All the women love this guy because he comes and he's built, right?
Yeah.
So he takes his shirt off, right? And all the moms are like, oh, Mr. Ian, what's going on? It's funny how moms turn into just almost jelly when they see a man that's not their husband, because I just feel like a lot of husbands are just not in shape. Right. And they don't even know what the fuck it looks like anymore. Right. But when they see it, they're like, oh, this is kind of how he used to look. I'm getting to the point now, and I don't know how you feel about this, where it's getting like,
just giving up on life.
That definitely. But I used to live with my shirt off.
Yeah.
In my 20s.
Yeah.
Now it's like, Lana's like, oh, do you want to invite so-and-so over swimming on Saturday? And I go, I don't know if I want them to see this. You know?
You know, it's bad when you start wearing a swim shirt. You take one of your like Lululemons and you're wearing in the pool. That's when you know you're not in good shape.
Yeah.
If I had a six-pack, I feel like I would go to work without a shirt. I would literally walk into rooms and be like, yeah, what's the big deal? Like, wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you show that off? God.
Thanks everybody for listening to Daddy Versus Doctor today. If you want to find us online, Daddy Versus Doctor on all social platforms. If you want to email us a question, a concern, Daddy Versus Doctor @gmail.com. Hopefully we'll get to your questions here.
It's cheaper than a price of a stamp.
Price of a stamp. I don't.
63 cents.
63 cents.
You'll learn that. Daddy Versus Doctor.
The opinions expressed in this program are not intended as professional medical advice, as a diagnosis, as a treatment protocol, or as a substitute for professional medical advice from your physician. Please consider your own medical history and consult with your own physician for your specific healthcare and/or medical needs, and about your concerns for yourself and your family.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. drip coffee, rich. Cold brew, in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.